Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And when it comes to defenders of the state of Israel, particularly in the inhospitable area of the United Nations, nobody who served a stronger commitment in Israel's defense than Ambassador John Bolton, who was our UN ambassador. He was later the assistant to the president for national security affairs. That would be President Trump. He is the author of the best-selling book, The Room Where It Happened. And he has a recent piece in The Telegraph in Great Britain about the direct involvement of Iran in all of these cataclysmic events in the Middle East. First of all, Ambassador Bolton, the President of the United States is arriving in a matter of hours, tomorrow morning, in Israel. And according to all reports, he is going to try to persuade the Israelis at least to allow columns of relief bringing water and food and medical supplies into Gaza. Can you see any reason why the Israelis should resist allowing some civilian supplies for residents of Gaza?
Well, I think there's grounds to be concerned about what will happen to those supplies once they cross the border from Egypt into Gaza. There were reports this morning that some trucks of gasoline from UNRWA, the UN agency that handles assistance to the Palestinians, they sent trucks of gasoline in, and Hamas soldiers immediately took control of them, drove off, and who knows where they went to. I mean, I think we know where they went to. They went to fuel Hamas vehicles, that's for sure. You know, there's America has a long history of backing humanitarian aid, not unexpectedly, given our generosity as a people. It really began in World War I, something I studied when I worked at USAID back in the Reagan administration, when Herbert Hoover launched the private effort. Government didn't play a role in it. It approved of it, but played no role. Hoover created the Committee for Relief in Belgium to provide food to the citizens of Belgium in a country that went back and forth between German and Allied control, huge suffering among the population, starvation and lack of medicine. So Hoover got this started, and he operated on a couple of basic principles. Number one, all aid would go only to non-combatants. None of the military could take any part of it, number one. Number two, the aid would be distributed by the donors, not by the militaries, not by the governments, by the donors, or at an absolute minimum, there had to be adequate monitoring by the donors. And if those two principles weren't met, Hoover would suspend the delivery of humanitarian assistance. This is now bedrock in American government programs. And so the question you have to ask in Gaza, if we send materials in, food, medicine, fuel, whatever it might be, is Hamas going to simply take control of it, or will it actually get to the people?
This is an outstanding point, and the background of Herbert Hoover, who, by the way, before he became president of the United States, he was the most admired man in the country, one of the most admired people in the world.
Exactly. When he was a brilliant mining engineer and entrepreneur based out of London, he sort of looked at the situation in Belgium, said, I'm going to fix it. He was a great secretary of commerce, a failure as president because he was overwhelmed by the job.
Okay. Speaking about being overwhelmed by the job, do you think that President Biden is making the right decision to make this trip to Israel? Apparently, Israelis are very positive about it because they see it as a great strong signal to Iran that America may be waking up to some of the depredations of the Iranian regime and their extent of responsibility, which you write about, for the horrors of Hamas.
I wish I were that optimistic. Look, I think it's a clear political signal, and I don't think anybody can fault Biden's rhetoric about America's support for Israel. And I think his presence in what is one of the most dangerous trips an American president has taken during his time in office, announcing in advance he's going into a contested war zone. So we should certainly have the president in our prayers until he gets out of there. If it were purely a political trip, I would have no problem with it. But I am worried that on this question of humanitarian aid, perhaps other issues, the purpose may be to delay. Other European leaders now all want to go to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. I think that we need to consider that the longer Israel refrains from sending its military into the Gaza Strip, the greater the peril of the nearly 200 hostages who remain there being moved to more and more difficult positions to access, giving Hamas more time to dig in. Time is not on the Israel Defense Forces side here. And, you know, it's obvious that there won't be any significant military operations initiated by Israel while President Biden is in country. And by the way, after he visits Israel, he's going to Amman, Jordan for a meeting with Arab leaders. We can certainly predict what they're going to say. So I don't think anything happens until he's wheels up out of Jordan and well back over the Mediterranean. So I don't know what's going to happen. Certainly nothing tonight, I don't think, possibly tomorrow night. I think the Israeli military is legitimately concerned that that the troops out there in the desert waiting to go into Gaza will lose their edge. And, you know, that means more casualties for Israel.
And the trip to Jordan, apparently it's going to be boycotted, the visit with President Biden, by Abu Mazen, by Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestine Authority. Do you have any faith at all? We were talking about this earlier on the show, about the two-state solution, which is still the preferred foreign policy future that that is endorsed by the United States.
Now, I think the two-state solution has obviously failed, and we need to look at alternatives. As for Mahmoud Abbas, you know, originally it said he was going to attend. I think he's not because he doesn't know what to say. If he condemns the attack, and there were some actually critical words he did say about Hamas a day or two ago, but if he really criticizes the attack, he risks assassination by Hamas agents. And if he supports the Hamas attack, he identifies himself as a terrorist. So it just shows how irrelevant, really, the Palestinian Authority has become in these days. And I think this is yet another missed opportunity. As Abe even once said, the PLO never misses an opportunity. To miss an opportunity, here's another missed opportunity.
And there are so many of them. When people take a look at all of the offers, the Y River negotiations, where basically Yasser Arafat was, by Ehud Barak, who was then Prime Minister, and President Clinton, was offered everything that he said he wanted, and then declined to take that offer, partially because he was afraid of assassination. That's what the biographers say. Do you buy that?
Yes, I do. And it's, you know, the people of Palestine, if you want to call it that, the Gaza Strip and some piece of the West Bank, have been weaponized by their colleagues in the Middle East for decades. And now nobody wants them. I mean, let's come back to the two-state solution. I've said, I just think there's no way you're going to get Israel or any democratic state to accept the legitimacy of a terrorist state on their borders. So if the two-state solution is dead, what's the alternative? I proposed what I call the three-state solution. Give the Gaza Strip back to Egypt, which had sovereignty over it up until the 1967 war, and allow Israel and Jordan to negotiate some kind of resolution on the West Bank, just the two of them. Some parts of it would be under Jordanian sovereignty and the rest under Israeli sovereignty.
From your mouth to God's ears, Ambassador Bolton, sounds more reasonable than any other alternative. Ambassador John Bolton, his book, posted up on our website, The Room Where It Happened, The White House Memoir. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On the Michael Medved show, there's also the question, and it's a profound question involving the ongoing war in Gaza, of the war in home at particularly college campuses around the country. And for those people who don't believe that the leftist takeover of at least many of the university campuses and many of the academic departments across the country is a problem, you should just, listen to a Cornell University professor whose name is Russell Rickford, who's speaking to students. And this is Cornell University. It's an Ivy League school, at least theoretically. And this professor at Cornell is exhilarated by the Hamas terrorist attacks. He tells students, and you can hear in the tenor of his voice how excited, how inspired, how exhilarated he is by what they have done. Listen.
It was exhilarating. It was exhilarating. It was energizing. And if they weren't exhilarated by this challenge to the monopoly of violence, by this shifting of the balance of power, then they would not be ruined. I am exhilarated.
Okay, other than the fact that he sounds a little bit like Hitler at the end, and this is madness. And there's a piece in the New York Times, and thank you for running it, New York Times, about the student experience at Stanford, and which is recently Stanford was rated number 3 in the country in terms of academic distinction. They write, Pamela Paul writes that Alma Andino, a Jewish senior at Stanford University, spent the day of Hamas's attacks against Israel crying and distraught. Like many Jews around the country, much of the weekend passed on the phone with family members fearing for the safety of friends and extended family in Israel. Meanwhile, Andino's fellow students in Calombe, the social justice and anti-war residential house where she is a residential assistant, held her through her panic attacks. I felt so powerless, she recalled, when we spoke this week. On Monday, that's last Monday, a friend asked if she'd seen the banner some of her housemates were preparing to hang on front of Colombe, which is the house she considered to be her community and her home. The sheet bore the slogan, "Zionism is genocide," in red letters, styled to look as if they were dripping with blood. It would join with other celebratory banners that had already gone up over the weekend on prominent university buildings around the campus, including one that declared, "The illusion of Israel is burning." Stanford is in the throes of a teachable moment right now, and it's not a good one, writes Pamela Paul. In an opinion column in the Stanford Daily, the Stanford Students for Justice in Palestine calls Hamas's butchery part of the ongoing decades-long struggle against Israeli oppression, and said, Palestinians have the legitimate right to resist occupation, apartheid, and systematic injustice. A right that, in their view, apparently includes beheading babies. A lecturer in one class, listen to this, that same day, this is the Monday after the attack, asked Jewish students to raise their hands, and then he took one of the Jewish students' belongings and told him to stand apart from everyone else, saying, that was what the Israelis did to the Palestinians, a student who was in the class told me. In a later section, another student in the class told me, he turned to an Israeli student and asked how many Jews died in the Holocaust. When that student answered correctly, 6 million, the teacher replied, many more millions died in colonization, which is what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. He then asked all of the students to say where they were from, and depending on the answer, he told them whether they were colonized or colonizer. When a student said, I'm Israeli, he called the student a colonizer. That evening, only hours after Chabad, the Stanford Israel Association, and the Jewish fraternity Alpha Epsilon Pi held a vigil for those who perished in the attacks, chalk messages were scrawled on the sidewalks where they had stood. No peace on stolen land. Long live the Intifada. Okay, that's Stanford. And there's a response to this which sounds very harsh when you hear it. But to me, I actually think in the long term it makes a lot of sense. There's another piece in another newspaper on this same subject of what is going on our campuses. It's by Stephen Davidoff Solomon, who is a law professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He's a colleague of John Yoo, who's often on this show. And he says, I teach corporate law at the University of California, Berkeley, and I'm an advisor to the Jewish Law Students Association. My students are largely engaged and well-prepared, and I regularly recommend them to legal employers. But if you don't want to hire people who advocate hate and practice discrimination, don't hire some of my students. Anti-Semitic conduct is nothing new on university campuses, including here at Berkeley. Last year, Berkeley's Law Students for Justice in Palestine asked other student groups to adopt a bylaw that banned supporters of Israel from speaking at events. It excluded any speaker who expressed and continued to hold views or host, sponsor, promote events in support of Zionism, the apartheid state of Israel, or the occupation of Palestine. Nine student groups adopted the bylaw. Signers included the Middle Eastern and North African Law Students Association, the Queer Caucus, and the Women of Berkeley Law. The bylaw caused an uproar. It was rightly criticized for creating Jew-free zones. Our dean, a diehard liberal, admirably condemned it, but said free speech principles tied his hands. The campus groups had the legal right to pick or exclude speakers based on their views. The bylaw remains, and 11 other student groups subsequently adopted it. Okay, his basic point at the end is that legal employers in the recruiting process should do what Winston and Strawn did. Treat these law students like the adults they are. If a student endorses hate, dehumanization, or anti-Semitism, don't hire him. No job. When students face consequences for their actions, they straighten up. If you're a legal employer, when you interview students from Berkeley, Harvard, Yale, or any other law school this year, ask them what organizations they belong to. Ask if they support discriminatory bylaws or other acts and resolutions blaming Jews and Israelis for the Hamas massacre. Appropriate? Well, Taylor Swift's bodyguard thinks so. We will get to that story and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael MedVed Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. As of now, the position of Speaker of the House remains vacant.
The Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 200 votes. The Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212. The Speaker has not been elected.
Although Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has emerged as the leading Republican candidate, he was unable to secure victory in the initial vote. It's possible a second vote may occur in the future. According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. The attack occurred Tuesday night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Israel has stated they do not target hospitals. Former President Trump back in a New York courtroom today for a civil fraud trial. Upon arriving at the courthouse, he once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James, labeling her as a radical lunatic and denouncing the trial as rigged. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, President George W. Bush actually spoke out about the situation in the Middle East and the ongoing war there. Here was President Bush on the Israel-Hamas war.
Yeah, it's going to be chaotic, and it's going to be, look, it's a democracy, and in a democracy, the people's voices matter. And there's going to be a weariness. You watch. The world's going to be, okay, let's negotiate. You know, Israel's got to negotiate. They're not going to negotiate. These people have played their cards. They want to kill as many Israelis as they can. And negotiating with killers is not an option for the elected government of Israel. And so we're just going to have to remain steadfast. But it's not going to take long. That's gone on too long. Surely there's a way to settle this through negotiations. Both sides are guilty. My view is one side is guilty, and it's not Israel.
And is he right about that? Of course he is. There's also a fantastic piece we're posting it on our website by George Gilder, who is one of the most distinguished thinkers of our time. And the piece is called The New Israel Test. And for people who have called and written before and asked what books I would recommend about the history of Israel or the origins of the Middle East conflict, I mentioned Martin Gilbert's outstanding book. It's just called Israel. It's a history of how the country came into being, the modern Israel that's 75 years old. And I also mentioned Paul Johnson's book, which is a very thick, long book about the very thick, long and eventful and amazing history of the Jewish people. And it's called History of the Jewish People. And that's by another Christian historian, Paul Johnson, the late Paul Johnson. George Gilder, who's also not Jewish, wrote a magnificent book recently called The Israel Test that was published in 2012. And that's why it's recently. And he writes in his new piece on the issue of the so-called occupation, my book quoted Winston Churchill, who himself said it all in 1939, responding to parliamentary efforts to withdraw British support for a Jewish state. He described the magnificent work the Jewish colonists have done. That's Churchill's phrase. The magnificent work the Jewish colonists have done. They made the desert bloom, started a score of thriving industries, founded a great city on the barren shore, that would be Tel Aviv, where nothing existed before, now the largest city in Israel. He described how they harnessed the Jordan and spread its electricity throughout the land. Then he made the crucial point for today's crisis, writes George Gilder. So far from being persecuted, the Arabs have crowded into the country and multiplied. Now we are asked to decree that all this is to stop and all this is to come to an end. We are now asked to submit, and this is what rankles most with me, said Winston Churchill. We are now asked to submit to an agitation which is fed with foreign money and ceaselessly inflamed by Nazi and by fascist propaganda. Little has changed today, writes Gilder. As I wrote in the Israel Test, everyone knows that the word Nazi is used promiscuously in the modern world. But the word does have a real meaning. It means the National Socialist Movement dedicated to murderous anti-Semitism. Socialism everywhere expresses envy of excellence by treating the works and wealth of the successful as the wages of sin. Nazis simply specified the sin as the harvest of a Jewish conspiracy. In any event, it goes on, and it's important to read and to understand. There's a debate about what should happen with refugees from Gaza. And there have been a couple of articles about how the Egyptian government, especially with General al-Sisi, coming up to an election, and no one expects the election to be a model election. But okay, that they apparently are considering taking some substantial number of refugees from Gaza in the face of this war. That depends. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis says very clearly, we shouldn't be taking those refugees here. Here is a Governor DeSantis, candidate for president. Number one.
And I don't know what Biden's going to do, but we cannot accept people from Gaza into this country as refugees. I am not going to do that. If you look at how they behave, not all of them are Hamas, but they are all anti-Semitic. None of them believe in Israel's right to exist.
Okay, and then he goes on Fox News, doubling down.
My position is very clear. As the first presidential candidate say, no Gaza refugees, period. We're just not going to do it. And why? Because we don't want to import the pathologies from the Gaza Strip and other places in the Middle East to the United States of America. They are taught to hate Jews. They are taught that Israel has no right to exist. The textbooks that they use don't even have Israel on the map at all. And so this is just endemic to their culture. It's a really toxic culture that's developed. So there's no reason to be importing that into the United States. And the idea that we can kind of separate like a terrorist from some tourist, someone that may be a freedom lover, that just doesn't work. So we will not do that when I'm president.
This drew a response from Nikki Haley, who was not in agreement with Ron DeSantis. Listen, this is clip 16.
You know, I dealt with this every day for 2 years. And, you know, what I can tell you is you have to realize that whether we're talking about Gazans and Palestinians, you know, all of them don't, you've got half of them at the time that I was there didn't want to be under Hamas's rule. They didn't want to have terrorists overseeing them. They knew that they were living a terrible life because of Hamas. You have the other half that supported Hamas and wanted to be a part of that. We see that with Iran too. The Iranian people don't want to be under that Iranian regime. They don't, we saw what happened to Mahsa Amini. We saw how they treat them. There are so many of these people who want to be free from this terrorist rule. They want to be free from all of that. And America's always been sympathetic to the fact that you can separate civilians from terrorists. And that's what we have to do.
Okay. But how many of the refugees from Gaza are we talking about here? Well, when it comes to AOC, the sky is limit, the limit. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on this same issue.
I think there's something to be said about the region's partners being able to support and step up Palestinians. However, that does not abdicate the United States from our historic role that we've played in the world of accepting refugees and allowing people to restart their lives here. And I also want to address something very specific about what Governor DeSantis said when he said, quote unquote, all Gazans are anti-Semitic. How incredibly destructive and dangerous that rhetoric is. We just had a 6-year-old boy stabbed 26 times this morning because of rhetoric like that. And it is dangerous, it is unacceptable, it is reckless, and no leader in the United States of America should be amplifying a message like that.
Okay, there's no reason to believe that the stabbing by an elderly, mentally ill person was inspired by, quote, Zionism or love of Israel or anything else, and to try to associate the two with a reluctant approach to absorb unlimited Palestinian refugees is low politics. We'll be right back.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there's really not too much question about who is the top pop star in the country right now. If you look at the success of Taylor Swift and her Eras tour, and now the success of her three-hour movie version of the tour, which has been drawing huge crowds and grossing, I think they're talking about it could be up to $500 million. She's a big deal. Well, somebody who's part of her entourage, and no, I don't mean Travis Kelce, it's somebody else. There's this piece in BizPak Review. An Israeli-born man described his decision to leave his amazing dream job working with Taylor Swift for the defense of his homeland. I could not stand on the sidelines, he said. Following the terror attack on Israel by Hamas, of which the death toll had risen to more than 1,300 slaughtered, a declaration of war, and a calling up of around 360,000 reservists, set the Israel Defense Forces preparing for a counteroffensive to take mighty vengeance against the jihadists. Answering the call, like so many others, a security guard who garnered his own celebrity while protecting Taylor Swift during her Eras tour spoke with an Israeli journalist while wishing to remain anonymous about his choice to join the fight. I got a pretty great life back in the U.S. I got an amazing dream job that I love, great friends that I call family, and a very comfortable home, the guard told Israel Today. Recounting their conversation to Variety, the reporter quoted the man born in an Israeli kibbutz as stating, "I didn't have to come, but I could not stand on the sidelines while families are being slaughtered and burned alive in their homes, just for being Jewish, just for being Israelis." The guard's message continued, "While one side is protecting babies, kids, and the elderly, the other side is using them as human shields. It'll be an insult to animals worldwide to call them animals. But those are not human beings. They killed and slaughtered families in their beds alongside families' pets. And then they burned the houses down. Try to imagine that happening in your neighborhood, to your next-door neighbors, or to a family near you." Now, when this story broke, there apparently was some kind of Twitter or X reaction saying, well, why isn't Taylor Swift saying anything about the war in Gaza or expressing solidarity or support for Israel? The truth of the matter is she said nothing on either side. And I think it's kind of refreshing and maybe welcome for someone who is such an enormous pop star to just leave it. Yes, of course, I know Israelis would be grateful for some expression of support. But I can also understand why Taylor Swift feels she has a deeper commitment to all of the people who are among her fans. Her former bodyguard, however, who's now arrived in Israel, apparently, he says that she's a pop star and does not need to comment on this matter. He says, I'm not only standing here with Israel and actually standing here, I'm standing here with humanity. Don't be on the wrong side of history. Don't stand on the sidelines. Stand with Israel. Stand with humanity. And then he has 5 exclamation points. Well, good for him. And Tom Hanks also spoke about this. He was on the red carpet at a charity event reacting to the attacks on Israel. Tom Hanks. Clip 6.
But I was wondering what your reaction was to everything that's happened, the attack on Israel, the terror attack, and their response. So what are your thoughts?
No. Let's talk about...
There's horror and terror in this world, and we're dealing with a cognitive dissonance that the other work must continue as well.
Okay, the other work must continue as well. Right now, he's one of the producers of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, which has not been as successful as the first film, not by any means. Meanwhile, not as successful as the first film. President Trump is announcing that he is going to triumph through an unprecedented experiment. Listen, clip 9.
Judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it, and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support, it's incredible. So, and it just makes it even more so. Look, I'm the only guy that ever got indicted. I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Al Capone? If you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident, but he was Scarface. But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out. He was only indicted one time. I've been indicted 4 times. And in addition, I have these civil trials that are all coming out of the Justice Department. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI. They've weaponized. Think of it, the Justice Department. This is like a banana republic. But we're going to be okay. The good news is I'm the only one that's ever been indicted where the numbers went through the roof.
Okay, and then Trump offered this on the gag order, clip 10.
They think the only way they can catch me is to stop me from speaking. They want to take away my voice. And a judge gave a gag order today. Did you hear that? On speech. Which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. A judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again.
Okay, how How would it help him? How would it help our democracy for him to go to jail? I mean, I can understand some of his critics saying so, but I'm not sure what President Trump has in mind. One of the things that I have in mind is a pretty fascinating movie about an important chapter in American legal history and some of the real human beings behind it. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Abigail Breslin plays a rape victim in Arizona who risks everything to testify against the perpetrator with help from a dedicated prosecutor played by Luke Wilson in Miranda's Victim. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I'm testifying.
I promise I'm going to put this guy in jail for a long time.
Guilty as charged.
The issue is whether this defendant's confession should have been allowed in evidence.
That's Ryan Philippe, who joins a cast that includes Andy Garcia and Donald Sutherland and many more in retelling the fascinating true story about the Miranda case that made it all the way to the Supreme Court and changed our understanding of what the Constitution meant. A dozen characters come across as vivid and compelling, though an intrusive and clumsy film score with music from the 1950s and 60s is a frequent distraction. Not officially rated, but would be an R with frank and graphic conversation about rape. 3 stars for the fascinating Miranda's Victim. And coming up next time on the MedVed Show, Jim Jordan has announced that he, having lost his first bid for House Speaker and lost by 20 votes, it wasn't that close, he's going to try again tomorrow. That vote will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. So we'll bring you the latest. Maybe tomorrow on Wednesday we'll have a brand new Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, violent crime has decreased dramatically, wonderfully, amazingly to pre-pandemic levels. That according to the FBI. Question is why and how? And, a country has announced a 5-year prison sentence for sympathizers of the terrorists at Hamas and Islamic Jihad. It's not the United States, not Israel. Which country is it? We'll tell you about that next time. And the longtime hater of Israel, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters, says no more killing by anyone. So how do you achieve that? He believes you achieve that by eliminating the state of Israel. We'll deal with that and much more coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.